Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, the cuisine of talented chefs in Northeast Louisiana and the Gulf States is something everyone enjoys. However, getting a taste of their creations in one place doesn't come along very often. It's what's showcased in a rare culinary collaboration of award-winning chefs. Tommy Usry is president of the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council and joins me for a preview.
Pleasure to be here.
This event, it was a two-day event, but we just need to get the word out that it's shrunk to a one-day because...
It sold out. Saturday night has sold out. Just as fast as we put that on the streets, we were totally sold out. We've tried to open a few more seats at Upstairs Cotton, but it's just... Corey has given us every chair and every place setting he can possibly do. So now we are concentrating on Friday evening, which is going to be the chef's meet and greet. Now, Friday evening is going to be at Nona. It's going to be outdoors. It's going to be very casual. The eight chefs are going to be here, and we've got four of them actually are going to be preparing the hors d'oeuvre. And then the other four, you know they're going to be looking over their shoulder, say, well, you need to add a pinch of this, you need to add a pinch of that. So basically, we got all eight chefs that are going to be working with us on Friday evening, and then Saturday we move up to Cotton. So this is something that's being modeled off some of the celebrity chefs' dinners that we've been seeing, you know, all around the country, right. Aspen, Atlanta, that type thing. This has been basically over a year in the works putting this together.
And pulling this together, tell us about that planning, because we're talking about chefs from all over the Gulf States,
right,
as well as here at home.
Right. Yes, we've got them coming in from Alabama, Mississippi. I've got one coming in from Houston. Claire Gordon has been our chair for this event, but it has been... Corey Barr happens to also be on my board of directors, and Corey came to us. He said, let's have some fun. Let's do some things, you know, big time like they do in other places. So that's the impetus to this. Next year is going to be, the year of the Louisiana cuisine that the lieutenant governor, you know, has proclaimed.
Right.
And Corey is the spokesman for Louisiana, so we're quite fortunate. And so he just called a bunch of his friends. David Cruz is coming in from Cleveland, Mississippi. He's the king of American seafood.
Reigning, yeah.
Yeah, he's our reigning king right now. We've got two James Beard Award semifinalists that are coming in for Best Chef of the South. Wesley True from Montgomery, and then Derek Emerson at Walker's Drive-In over in Jackson, Mississippi. Alex Harrell is coming in from NOLA. We've got... let's see, Phil Marino is coming in from Dominica in New Orleans, and Nick, of course, here at Nona. Mm-hmm. Spencer Surrett's coming in from Benji's in Houston, and then we got Jason Brady is coming in from Wine Country Bistro over in Shreveport. He has Monroe roots. His grandmother actually lives here, so his mom and daddy are going to be able to come over on Friday night. Unfortunately, we were sold out on Saturday night when they called me, but that's the way this goes. So we will be continuing to do this throughout the next year and leading up to some, and we'll make some announcements as we go through this year. We got a lot of fun plans with what we call, you know, Louisiana Foodways this year.
Foodways, and that's what I wanted to talk about for a moment, Tommy. When we talk about the arts and culinary arts, how do they parallel each other?
They both, when you're talking about artists, and I think that's where the parallel comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Louisiana Foods, it's indigenous, like we have many of our art forms, like rockabilly, you know, that type thing, are indigenous art forms. But the chef's mind works just like a fine-tuned musician. You know, they've got this creativity that God has actually given them. You know, and I that's what we all know where it is. This is not something that it's an acquired thing. This is something that is just innate. When you look at chefs like Corey Barr, like Nick over at Nona, these guys are so creative that they're almost like composers. You know, they're composing. Every time they put their menu together in the evening, they're composing for us, who are the public that want to enjoy that. So that's where I kind of put it together that, you know, I work with an awful lot of artists, and these guys are right up there with my top artists that I work with.
You've been traveling recently, hearing more about arts programs and sharing the message of our local arts community. Yes. What kind of trends are we seeing in terms of collaborations, whether it be state and local agencies or local agencies getting together across borders in other states?
That's what we are finding right now. We have just developed the Gulf Coast Presenter, or Gulf States Presenters, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and we can have more buying power. When we go out, I've just got back from the Performing Arts Exchange, and we will have more buying power with these artists when we can put together these block bookings and put these tours together. You know, people that we would normally pay $10,000 a night for, we can get them at $5,000 a night. And then I can do runouts actually to Winnsboro and some of my other areas around here for about $1,500. So the buying power and just having that many people with that diverse taste come together and say, okay, let's put a season together and make this work. That's how we've made Northeast Louisiana so successful in the arts, is through presenting. And, you know, I think we've got a big, big future ahead of us with this.
Yeah. You know, mentioning it's been about a year in the planning with the culinary collaboration coming up with the tickets still available to the Friday event. Mm-hmm. Some of the conversations, some of the anticipation you've heard in the local community about this event on the way.
Oh, my gosh. Well, when you have a waiting list, you know, of people trying to get in, you know it's something. This is just people, like I say, I was getting phone calls the minute it hit Bayou Life magazine. I was getting phone calls from all over the region. People are very excited, you know, that they've we've got something like here. You know, when you put the pencil to it to see where you would have to go, how far you have to go, you'd have to spend the night, number one.
Goodness.
You're putting $2,000 worth of, you know, fun things to do in one package. They can call me. I will deliver their tickets. Call me on my cell phone, 355-6092, $50 a pop for Friday night. That's $50 a person for Friday night, and I will actually deliver your tickets. That's 355-6092.
As we mentioned, the Saturday event sold out with the rare culinary collaboration, but as Tommy says, tickets still available for Friday. Tommy, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Sounds like a fun event coming up.
It will be.
You've been listening to Land Yap, and you can hear this and other broadcasts of Land Yap by joining us in the listening room online at kedm.org.